I love this time of the month. We get to check in with CGH. It is the About Your Health radio program. And joining us in studio today, Tammy Wilhelms. She is a director of pulmonary services, sleep, and EEG, along with Jeanette Keegan. She is a respiratory care practitioner, pulmonary rehab coordinator for CGH Medical Center. And they're here to talk about CGH Pulmonary Rehab Services and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Awareness Week, which is this week, obviously. Well, good morning, Tammy and Jeanette.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Tammy, for those that don't know, what is pulmonary rehabilitation?
Well, pulmonary rehabilitation is a program that can help you learn how to breathe easier and improve your quality of life. The purpose of pulmonary rehab at CGH Medical Center is to reduce and control the symptoms and complications experienced by patients with moderate to severe pulmonary disease. We do this through a program of education, diet, and exercise.
And then pulmonary disease, what does that have to do with? Is that just the lungs, or is there other things involved?
Yes. Well, pulmonary disease does refer to the lungs. Many are familiar with COPD, which stands for chronic obstruction or obstructive pulmonary disease. So broken down, we can explain it in this way. Chronic is persistent. That means it doesn't go away. Obstructive, the airways are partly blocked by the swelling of membranes and mucus. Pulmonary is in the lungs, and a disease is sickness. COPD is a condition characterized by a progressive disabling deterioration in lung function. Breathing becomes more difficult over time. COPD is an umbrella term for two respiratory illnesses, chronic bronchitis and or emphysema. So, other lung diseases that your doctor can recommend you to start a pulmonary rehab program, they include restrictive disease processes, such as interstitial lung disease, which is scarring of the lung tissue, pulmonary hypertension, which is a type of blood pressure, high blood pressure, that affects arteries in the lungs and the heart. And then pulmonary fibrosis is a chronic and progressive lung disease where the air sacs in the lungs, called alveoli, become scarred and stiff, making it difficult to breathe and get enough oxygen to the bloodstream.
Well, Jeanette, you're a respiratory care practitioner and pulmonary rehab coordinator. How does the program work?
Well, pulmonary rehabilitation meets three times a week for one-hour appointments for 6 to 12 weeks. You must meet certain medical criteria, and your exercise program is fine-tuned to you based upon the results of your 6-minute walk test, your pulmonary function test, and your medical history, and any personal goals you may have. Traditionally, Medicare will pay for 80% of the costs, and your secondary insurance pays for the other 20% once your deductibles are met, but you should always contact your insurance company to verify that what they will cover for you personally. Also, pulmonary rehab is a program that can help you learn how to breathe easier and improve your quality of life. It has two parts. Exercise training is to help you exercise safely, strengthen your muscles, and get your energy back. Education and counseling is to help you understand and manage your lung condition. Now, pulmonary rehabilitation, also known as respiratory rehabilitation, is an important part of the management and health maintenance of people with chronic respiratory disease who remain symptomatic or continue to have decreased function despite standard medical treatment. It is a broad therapeutic concept.
What are some common misconceptions about pulmonary rehabilitation?
Well, we really want our people to know that this is not a trip to the gym where you do a compulsory, intense exercise. You know what? It is not a program that is a one-size-fits-all. It is not a rehab to get you off your medication or your oxygen. And it is not a judgmental environment. We are here to help you.
And what are some of the key concepts covered in pulmonary rehab programs? Is it extensive? A lot of things involved?
Yes, there is. You know, we talk a lot about your medication management. You find out how your medications work and get advice on when you should take them. Potential side effects, if you need to rinse, gargle, and spit after certain medications. We talk about your long-acting bronchodilators and your short-acting bronchodilators and your corticosteroids. Controlled breathing, such as purslit breathing, diaphragmatic breathing. We teach you how to climb stairs safely, exhale with exertion, all while improving your functional capacity. Breathing exercises can help you learn to increase your oxygen levels. Using an SpO2 monitor we put on your wrists so you can visualize this, and you might learn more about how and when to use supplemental oxygen at home. Meal planning. You know, a healthy diet can help you achieve and maintain a healthy weight, and this will give you more energy as well. You learn how to make nutritious meals without growing too tired or stressed. We have guest speakers with Lunch and Learns with our registered dietitian, Michelle Rogers. And exercise. You may learn more about how to modify exercise for your safety, as well as learning how to monitor your breathing as you work out.
Once again, this is a CGH About Your Health radio program. We are learning together from Tammy Wilhelm. So she is Director of Pulmonary Services, Sleep, and EEG, along with Jeanette Keegan, a Respiratory Care Practitioner, Pulmonary Rehab Coordinator from CGH Medical Center. Tammy, who is eligible for these great programs?
So eligibility is based on the following. You must have a diagnosis of moderate to severe pulmonary disease. The results of your pulmonary function test show you the severity of your disease, and the results should be no older than a year. A non-smoker or participating in a smoking cessation program. We can help you get into a smoking cessation program. To ensure success, you must be motivated to participate. You must continue to use all that you will learn even after your sessions have been completed. After completion of the program, you can continue to be supported by us through our Phase 3 program.
Now, we're going to wrap up February, and just about the second week into March, that's going to be Pulmonary Rehabilitation Week. Anything special that listeners should know about that?
Yes, we're really excited about this week. Pulmonary Rehab Week was initiated by the American Association of Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation. It aims to educate the community about the role of pulmonary rehabilitation in enhancing the quality of life and individuals with chronic lung disease. This year's theme, A Breath Away from Better Health, honors individuals who struggle to overcome shortness of breath and the pulmonary professionals who work every day towards a path for better health.
I'll say, so with that week being known, 18th through the 14th is Pulmonary Rehabilitation Week. Is CGH doing anything special for the week?
Yes, we are. The CGH Pulmonary Rehab will be hosting an open house on Thursday, March 12th from 3 to 5 at 100 East Lefevre Road. You'll be able to tour the pulmonary rehab facility, talk to some of our patients that have been through the program, and this is free, open to the public, and we will have refreshments.
Now, Jeanette, if somebody's listening today and thinks, I might need to look into this, or maybe for a family member, what's the best way for them to get started?
Well, they need to talk to their physician. Those interested in participating in CGH's pulmonary rehab program must receive approval from their doctor. You need or make plans to visit our open house on Thursday, March 12th from 3 to 5 at CGH Medical Center, and we'll be located on first floor, the east hallway, or enter door 4. You can also contact us at Pulmonary Rehab for an interview at 815-564-4847.
And anything else you would like to add, Jeanette? There's a lot of things involved here.
Yes, getting active and staying active is key. Exercise is one of the primary non-medical treatments to help improve your quality of life and decrease shortness of breath. The majority of patients are unable to take the first step because of fear that they will not be able to control their shortness of breath. Now, pulmonary rehab offers them the chance to exercise in a safe, nurturing environment Also, as they progress in pulmonary rehabilitation, they realize that they have control through breathing techniques, energy conservation, medical management, and assessing their oxygen needs and titrating appropriately with the activity and rest. And also, CGH Pulmonary Rehabilitation Program was recently recertified by the American Association of Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation. This certification is in recognition of CGH's commitment to providing the best possible care so that our patients can expect the best possible outcomes for their therapy.
What to consume there. Well, thank you so much, Tammy, and thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great information, and looking forward to that week as well. For more information, you can always go to cghmc.com or call 815-564-4847 to make an appointment for a pulmonary rehab interview or contact your primary care physician. And if you are in need of a doctor, call CGH at 815-625-4790 or visit cghmc.com. Again, thank you to Tammy and Jeanette for coming in for CGH About Your Health radio program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.